Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Suresh Rao, Executive Director, Founding Team of Emmaticus Learning. Now, we are at a time when the pandemic is all across us. Institutes are shut down and jobs are far and few, and there have been a few layoffs as well. But there is one job designation and one job role which remains favorite for students across education streams, which is investment banking. Now, how is it that the whole investment banking domain and the job requirements have changed? Let us hear from Mr. Suresh Rao on what are the newer aspects to it. Hello, Mr. Rao. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Saraswati. Pleasure being here.
First of all, you know, talking about investment banking, which still remains one of the most preferred job role among students. So during the pandemic, has there been any change in the kind of skills that are required for these investment banking roles?
Yes, I guess in terms of pandemic, every industry has been impacted, and investment banking as an industry and the companies that operate have also been impacted. But at the same time, if you look at investment banking as a portfolio, there is the trading side, there is an M&A side. And we believe that on the trading side, we see a lot of volatility in the market across global. We believe that what has changed is investment banking companies or firms are actually looking for a lot more deeper understanding of the product function, or for that matter, domain, which we believe is going to be the change of status quo that was there about a year back. So people with strong skill sets on products, understanding the depth of the financials, would be the ones who would be a lot more preferred than ever before.
Okay. But would it be right to say that there is a bit of a slowdown in terms of the number of jobs on offer?
Well, contrary, I think that's a very unique position where India is actually operating. If you look at large investment banks where they have set up large offshore centers, they are all captive centers where the likes like JP Morgan to Goldman Sachs to Barclays to Standard Chartered, they have huge operations and technology spaces in India. What has happened is, of course, there is a lot of cost optimization that these banks will go for. With that means that there will be a lot more opportunity from an Indian standpoint where we could see a lot more operations and technology oriented jobs which will be coming out of India. That again is a cost optimization, but more than the cost optimization, it's about the quality of the service and delivery that Indian firms can actually help all of these global banks.
Okay, all right. But is there a lot more probably openness to hire candidates even on short-term roles or gigs?
Absolutely. Being part of Emmaticus, one of our flagship program called CIBOP, which is Certified Investment Banking Operations Professionals. We introduced this course 2012, and we were pretty much the early entrant around this particular space. Some of these courses that's in the market, one of them is, of course, Emmaticus, is we offer like 3 to 4 months of course, which we give the depth of the knowledge from our products to function, and we actually upskill these students who may not have enough knowledge from the college or university. And a lot of these students actually get absorbed by these global banks. So one, they get a global exposure, but by doing the right courses at the right time and ability to upskill on a regular basis is something that these opportunities will always come by. As we speak, the last 2 months, we've seen huge traction in terms of absorption of students from a placement perspective from Emmaticus. That's a great sign in terms of jobs coming back into this particular domain.
Okay. But amidst this rising demand, are there any new courses as well that you've introduced at Emmaticus?
Yes. So what we've done is we always believe in refreshing and refurbishing our courses from the current trends. Emmaticus actually has been very fortunate, and we have a partner, a London school, where London Stock Exchange and Emmaticus coming together and kind of building this course of CIBOP. what we have done is we believe that the LSE is going to a huge brand in the global markets, and they will bring the right expertise from a product standpoint. So in conjunction with LSE, this SIBOP program that we've reintroduced into the market will give a lot more global view, a lot more depth to the domain, and that will be of huge help to professionals or students who kind of want to be part of this industry.
Okay, perfect. One last question from my side. We keep getting a lot of queries from students, especially who are interested in investment banking. Yeah. They would like to understand specifically when it comes to, you know, right now, of course, physical institutes are shut and everything is online. So when it comes to something as niche as investment banking, what would be the preferable mode of, you know, getting education? Would it be online, offline, or a mix of both?
Well, I think the current scheme of things, gone are the days where we only said that only classroom will work. I think a lot of those have been proven wrong, that not only classroom can work, but online can also coexist. We believe in Emarticus that, yes, we believe in the classroom model, but given the space, the kind of technologies, the kind of engagement models that we were able to build in-house, we believe that the learning experience actually has not changed at all. In fact, in some cases, it has gone better. So if I was a student and we are looking for a classroom to open up, I would not wait that. In fact, when the learning has to happen, you don't look at the time. Nowadays, learning experience in the e-learning platforms is a lot more supreme than how it was probably 2 years back. So in my view, a blended would be great. But in the current scheme of things, learning platforms from an Emarticus kind of entities has great experience, and the learning objectives are well achieved. And not just that, even the placement actually has happened a lot more through our online learning space.
Okay. But also, isn't there a general perception that investment banking is something that probably you need to have at least the basic skills, and that is not something that probably can be taught in a classroom?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's when the engagement models where, you know, in our modules where we also have a self-learning, and with the self-learning modules, you know, when the student kind of logs into the online virtually led. So these are all instructor-led programs. They are not just only self-learning, right? So there are concepts which can be self-learned that can be reintroduced, and kind of all these doubt clearing sessions actually happen through a instructor-led, though in a virtual platform. So the understanding is one-on-one. It's a lot more better. There are engagement in terms of scenarios and case studies and the projects where actually a student is able to do online, and the faculty on the other side is able to go through the screen and actually see how the student actually has performed on these tasks. So in terms of the learning, in fact, I would say it has gone a lot better than what we actually had hoped for.
Thank you, Mr. Rao, for all those things.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That wraps up today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners want us to cover any topic or have any comments to share, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.